ask, God, that gives us wisdom and insight. Thank you, Father, for our relationship with you. We pray for all those that have been devastated by the hurricane this week, God, that you would restore them, Father, and bring healing and restoration to that area, to those areas, God, and to those people. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, today we're going to be talking about our foundation. Our foundation, our spiritual foundation. And by looking over today, I think everybody here is saved and born again. And a foundation, we think about a foundation, it's a substance on which a building is constructed. So when you think about a foundation, it has a first place principle. The foundation of something is laid, and then whatever it is built thereon after. So we're going to talk about our foundation today. It actually supports a building or our spiritual life. And part of the building depends upon that foundation. That's if you're into building, construction, or you know anything about it, if something is not, if a foundation is not strong, then whatever you built on that sooner or later, it's going to fall. Sooner or later, it's going to fall. So it has to have a good, deep, sure foundation so that it will stand no matter what comes against it. As disciples of Jesus, our lives are spiritual structures. And God wants us to get out of the milk and the bottle and the diaper changing and the grumbling and the complaining and start maturing in the things of God. Because if we don't get to that place of maturity, we're never going to witness to anybody. If we say that we are saved and we are acting like the person that's not saved or talking like the person's not saved, we're not a witness. All we are is saying that we're Christian by name. So God wants us to leave that place of immaturity and get to the place of maturity where that our foundation we know is so strong that it's like the verse singing in the song that no matter what comes, we're not shaken. And in the troubled times, we can still sing. You know, in the times of getting that bad report, we can still sing and we're not easily to topple over. So in the scripture, this structure is called a temple of the Holy Spirit, God's temple or God's building, a spiritual house. And our temple can also be built up strong, tall, and able to resist trouble if we build up on that foundation the things that need to be built up on it. And we find that in the Word. We find how to build up on that foundation in the Word of God. This is our roadmap. Everything that's in here is what we can have right now. I'm not waiting till I get to heaven to get everything. I need some help now. Amen. I need some blessings and healing now. Amen. So we are to build up on that temple. Corinthians, 3:11-12 says, For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it because it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test each one's work of what sort it is, and if anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. The foundation of the Christian life is Jesus, but we have the choice of what we build upon that foundation and what we put up on that foundation. Has to be in concordance with that foundation, which is Jesus Christ. And this is the Word, His Word. Amen. Luke says, 6:46-49 says, But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things which I tell you? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I'll show you who he's like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which a stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house is great. So I'm sure at one time or another you all have heard the story of the three little pigs. You know, everybody's heard the story about the little piglets. And they all chose, the mother sent them out to find their fame and fortune in the world. She sent them out on a mission. And they were all to choose, they chose, each pig was different. Each one of them chose which, how that they were going to build their house and which material they were going to use to build that house. And you know the story how the big bad wolf came and he said, I'm going to huff and blow your house down, blah, blah, blah. All the pig who chose the best material survived. That pig that chose the foundation, when the big bad wolf came, he was able to survive. So one little pig built a house of straw, the second built a house of sticks, and the third, the wiser one, built his house up on a rock. He took the time to lay the proper foundation. Amen. So the enemy, which was the big bad wolf, came along one day and started prowling around to find out what was going on and see how he could devour the little pigs. And so one day he decided to attack and to see what he could do. He came to each pig's home, and the weakest foundation being the first attack was the straw, and the second was the stick. Then you know how he came to the house of brick, and he could not blow it down because of the way it was built. You know, we have an enemy of our souls, and sooner or later in life, he's going to blow on your house. He's going to blow on your foundation. It's just part of life. We're not any of us going to get out of here without us being tested by the circumstances and the situations of life. So the Bible tells in John 10 that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. That's part of him blowing on your house and your foundation, to try to destroy you. Amen. So we've got to make sure that we grow up in God so that when he does come, all he can do is huff and puff. All he can do is huff, puff, and blow. Amen. So the mother of the three little piglets sent her children out into the world with a specific purpose in mind, and it was a mission. And you know, when we got saved and we got born again, God says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's for every one of us. You are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ every single day. Where you work, amen, somebody's watching you. You know, wherever you're at, you're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the Bible says that we're in this world, but we're not of it. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They're not of the world, even as I'm not of it. Sanctify them by the truth of your word, which is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. So we are sent out into the world to be a witness of Jesus Christ, the power of his salvation and the power of his word. Amen. We're in this world, but we're not of it. It's okay to be different. It's okay to talk different. It's okay to act different because you are. Because you are. You are different. Amen. So the same holds true for all the saints of God. He does not take us out of the world, but he puts us right smack in. And he said, go and be a witness for me. Preach the gospel. Show them the power of my word. Amen. So as he sanctifies us, sends us on our way to fulfill a purpose and a mission. We are ambassadors, the Bible tells us. We are ambassadors. That purpose is to build our lives, not just for ourselves, but for others, to witness the salvation, the power of God. So when you give your life to Jesus and you're born again, you're like a builder, building on a solid foundation, the rock, which is Jesus Christ. So we're building our house with straw, wood, hay, or stubble. But what are we adding to that foundation that when the enemy does come, huff, puff, and blow, that we're not so easily shaken anymore? That's all he can do is huff, puff, and blow. Amen. So some of you are involved, and you know, involved in construction. You know what it takes to put a building together. So, you know, it's like last week about when the hurricane was coming through. I didn't get to watch much of it. But how many warning after warning after warning are those people that said the storms are coming? And they've been in the path of hurricane before. The wind's coming. The rain's coming. You know, it's bound to happen. Get out. But then how many had to be rescued after the storm come? Amen. So I'm here to tell you, if you've not been a Christian long, the rain's coming. The wind's going to blow. Hallelujah. But he wants us to grow up. He wants us to grab a hold of that word and build up on that foundation, the word of God. Amen. Build up on that foundation, the word of God. So we're not going to get through this life without being tested, our faith being tested. Amen. And that it will be tested because of the circumstances of the troubles of life. We don't have to ask for it. It's going to find you, you know. So have you ever stopped to consider whether you're building your life so that it can endure the storm life brings away your way? I read this and I thought it was so interesting. In 1992, Hurricane Andrew blasted the southern Florida, literally leveling thousands of homes. Most areas look like the after effects of an atomic bomb. But in the backdrop of devastation, one house remained firmly anchored on its foundation. Now listen why. When a reporter asked the homeowner why his house had not been blown away, he replied, "I built this house myself. I also built it according to Florida State Building Code. When the code called for 2x6 roof trusses, I used 2x6 roof trusses. I was told that a house built according to code would withstand a hurricane, and it did." Amen. So when people are up ministering the word and they say, this is what you need to do, pay attention. This is what you need to do. Amen. Build your life according to the code, which is the word of God. Keep building and keep building. Keep confessing the word. And pretty soon it will become so part of you that when you want to get mad, when you want to quit, you can't. Hallelujah. And you're thinking, okay, I might be growing up about that much, but don't mean I still don't want to get mad. Amen. Hallelujah. But keep confessing, keep believing, and pretty soon you'll begin to see the light of your maturity. Hallelujah. Build it according to the code, which is the word of God. And when you do that, it won't get blown away when the storms come. Amen. So the Message Bible gives us a very interesting reading on Matthew 7, 21, 27. It says, "These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who builds his house on a solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock." Amen. It was fixed to the rock. We have to learn how to work the word. We're not making anything happen. It will happen when you begin to work the word. How do you work the word? By confessing. This is what your word says. And do it so much that it becomes a part of you, like I said before, that whatever comes out of your mouth is in line with the word. Amen. Learn to work the word. But it goes on to say, "But if you use my words just in Bible studies," so if you just come to church and you're just sitting and listening to the word, just listening, "and don't work them into your life, you're like a stupid carpenter who built his house." I didn't say that. "Stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards." So here was two men. Here was a wise man and a foolish man, both of them people. Why does one person fall, comes to the same church, hears the same word week after week, and you've got one stumbling and one prospering in the word? Because one of them is a wise person and one of them is a foolish person. Amen. So you have the word today not to be foolish, but to be a wise master builder, to build upon that word. Amen. So we just read about two men, two houses, two foundations, and one big storm. No difference. One was a wise man and one was a foolish man. One chose to build his house attached to the rock and then take that word and continue to build on and continue to build on and continue to build on. Jesus describes two ways to build, either upon sand, an unstable foundation, or upon a rock, a solid foundation. The wise man, and the difference was between the wise man and the foolish man, was one of them was a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Amen. So you're either a doer of the word. You take that word and you make it applicable to your life. You apply it to your life. The Message Bible, I think it's Romans somewhere, it says you're going around everyday life. Take that word and apply it to your everyday going around life, and you're like a wise master builder, building up on that foundation, that when the bad report comes, you're not going to be toppled over, but you're going to stand, because we're all going to get bad reports. Amen. So short and sweet today, but that's all I have. That's the word I have for you. You're either a wise person or you're either a foolish person. And I want to be a wise person.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be a wise person that builds my house upon the rock. Amen. Which is Jesus Christ. There's so many scriptures in the Bible about running to the rock. Let him hide in you under the cliff of the rock. Amen. But God wants us to grow up and mature in God. Amen. That we're able to help somebody else. That we're able to show people that the power and the salvation of God is real. That the Holy Ghost is real. That healing is real. Amen. And you're part of this kingdom in this earth right now. And he wants you to know that all is well in his kingdom. It may look like everything around you is blown to pieces. But if you'll just stay in that place with God, the eye of the hurricane is calm. That's why they can fly into it and get the reports. Amen. So whatever's going on around you, the chaos and everything around you, you don't have to get on the merry-go-round with it. If everybody in your family is acting stupid, if everybody at work has gone crazy, you do not have to get on the merry-go-round. Amen. But believe in the restraining power of the Holy Ghost to keep your mouth shut. And you're not going to be nowhere no longer than God wants you to be. And you're not going to leave no sooner than God wants you to leave. Because if God gave it to you, hallelujah, then the Holy Ghost is apt to keep you. But if you get it in the flesh is going to wear out. It's going to get discouraged, and it'll want to quit. Hallelujah. But if you get it through the Holy Spirit, he's able to keep you. Amen. And that is his keeping power, his sustaining power, that he is able to keep you. Amen. He is able to keep you. Glory to God. He is able to keep you. Thank you, Jesus. So be a wise master builder. Get into the word and apply it to your life every day. Make an applicable application that the word works. God wants to work the word on your job. Amen. He wants to work the word where you're at and in your life. Amen. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father, for your prophetic word today that has been released into the atmosphere, that this is the day of new beginnings, that this is a time of completion, that we are in your kingdom and all is well, that the God of peace lives inside of us. You don't have to go seeking peace, but the God of peace lives inside of you, and he wants you to have a life of nothing missing and nothing broken. And he has come that you have life and that you have it to the fullness. Thank you, Father God, for bringing us into maturity in your word, that you do keep us and that we are wise master builders, building upon your word, because your word is truth. And one word from you can change the outlook and the perspective on everything, because when we get that word from God, he gives us a heaven view of the situation. And when we get a heaven's view of the situation through the word, it all looks different. It all looks different. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. For he's bringing it all together, and he's going to bring it to completion. And you're going to be able to see it as a done thing. Not because it's all done, but you're going to be able to see it as done before the manifestation of ever happens. And God says, begin to praise him even now. Begin to praise him even now for those restored relationships. For those sons and daughters that are coming back home. began to praise him now for the completion of that thing. For the completion of that thing. His word is a sure foundation. His word is a sure foundation. That's what we can rest on. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for ministering to every person in this place today and bringing us to the place, God, of maturity in you as we allow you to work your word in our lives and take that word and apply it to our everyday lives. You're bigger than any circumstance, any report, than any situation. And we build our lives upon that rock, which is Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Tarabba Baba Shotoro Locosia. No Tore Baba Shotoro Sitia, La Tora Rabba Babakia. Shotoro dia Sontora de Lea Toma Rabba Babakia, the Dosha Tata la Didea. Yet I see Mamanta de Dela to Conto to Co, Tarabba Shoto Sitae, Neda Dialo to Coma Mamahaya. Shotae Sikaya Natadamasha Natadaya. And I encourage you today, says the Holy Spirit, to take my word at my word and begin to use that word and begin to speak it every morning and allow that word to become a foundation of what the rest of your day is going to be like. And as you go through your day, says the Lord, my Holy Spirit will remind you of that which I have spoken to you earlier in the morning. So you take my word and you run with it and watch me begin to unfold a majesty of myself before you that you have not seen yet. For I have much more than you have even dared to dream or even dared to believe. So the Lord says, begin to step out and begin to dream bigger, begin to declare bolder, and begin to see things from a perspective of how my word says for you to see it. And even as you do, I will cause relationships to be restored. I will cause promotions. And you will begin to see that those things that I have spoken to you that you have laid up on the shelf and you have allowed to collect dust, God says to begin to retrieve those things and begin to prophesy them again. And watch me do what I have spoken to you that I would do. Because if I have given you a word, it will be exactly as I have said it. It has been a time of transitioning and rearranging. But even in the midst of all that, I will give you a peace that nothing else can give. Don't seek this peace in people, in things, that I've got to have this to be happy or I've got to have that to make me complete, because your completion will only be found in me. Your completion will only be found in what I have already declared you to be, not what other people have said about you or the situation or circumstance, but only what I have declared in my word. So begin to decree and declare a thing, says God, and I will begin to unfold the plan of how you need to do it. For I am the God of promotion, and I am the God of more than enough. But you've not yet believed or dared to believe or be as bold as I want you to do, for you are at my command. So what would you dare to believe me for? What about that promotion that's been in the back of your mind? What about that job transition that's been in the back of your mind? What about that one that you have sought and sought my face for in tears? Am not I able to do it? Have you not heard my word time and time again that I'm able to do it? Then boldly begin to declare again, do not shy away. Do not be intimidated by the whisper of the enemy that would want to come, because all he can do is talk. I remind you again, says the Lord, that he has been defeated. Amen. He has already been defeated. So listen to the whispers of my spirit and what I say to you, and only let that out into the atmosphere. And when you do, I will begin to bring it together. And you will see and know that I can do it. That I can do it. Because I am the God of more than enough. So rest in that peace today that's inside of you. That I have chosen to put inside of you. That peace that you can rest on, knowing that I am God. I am, I am, I am. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your reassurance. Thank you, Jesus, for your reassurance. Thank you for your word today, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You're here, Pastor. Would you like to say anything? I don't think there's anyone back there to turn it on. We're so glad to have our pastors back. Amen. Just your presence in the house.
Amen. Now you got that on backwards because it's for the ladies' side.
I think they was precious when they did this. Is that right?
Yeah. We'll get you fixed in a minute.
I just want to say something about how God works things together and about what Sister Shirley shared. And I want to call your attention. Be sure and read what I wrote in the bulletin this morning. Where are you? And if you think you're in the pit, see yourself in the bowels. If you think you're in prison, see yourself in the bowels. Because where you see yourself is where you're going to end up. And she made a statement, and I thought of what said, hold on to the promises of God and expect to see the salvation of the Lord. The temporary pit stops are used to test our character. It is not God who needs to be convinced of your determination and ability to succeed. He already knows you are well able to win. The enemy is the one who must be convinced of your faithfulness. It's the devil that keeps calling doubt on what God's done in your life. It's the devil that wants to tell you you're not going to make it. It's the devil that wants to tell you this is this far and no further. You're not getting any further. And I know what I'm talking about. I can tell you by experience that is exactly what the devil does. He'll bring you low, but he can't bring you down. And he'll only bring you as low as you allow him to. So that's all I have to say. Amen. That's right.
I just knew what the word said.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if
the word is not true, what are we doing here?
That's right.
I mean, you know, we've spoken it, we've declared it, we've read it, and when the storm comes, the Bible says, right. And you know, and I want to tell you this. When the worst time was there, I couldn't read the word. There was so much going on, and it was just so tense. And it was just, I can't hardly explain the feeling, except the reassurance that was on the inside of me. Everything's going to be all right. I didn't say, oh, man, let me get my word. I got to find that scripture. It was just there. I didn't even quote it. It was just something that was just like it was like bricks that had been built on the inside of me. And when the storm came, it could not and it will not knock down those bricks, because I know the master of the wind.
They knew the next hurricane was going to come. So what they did is they began to prepare for it when it did come. So when it came, the damage wasn't as great as it was the last time. So the time for you to keep coming to church, the time for you to keep paying your tithes is when the sun is shining, amen, and everything is going good. That's when a lot of people want to slack off and say, well, I'm doing good now. I don't have to come to church this month. Maybe I can let up on paying all my tithes. You know, that's not the time. That's the time to worship like you've never worshiped before. That's the time to praise like you've never praised before. That's the time to get into the Word and make it applicable to your life, because it's like Laverne said. You know, I haven't been through as much as they have, and we all go through different things, and we all take it differently. But there have been times when I've gone through stuff I could not pray. All I could do was shed a tear, and I've heard the Holy Spirit said, Shirley, go to bed. It's time to rest.
Right.
And that's the way it is with God. If when you've got that word inside of you, you may not be able to run to it and open it up. And God said, okay, just rest. Just rest. Hallelujah. Just rest in me. Thank you, Jesus. And there is a resting place in God. There is a resting place in God. Amen. There is a resting place in God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I just want to share this last thing, and then we'll dismiss everybody. But years ago, the church was young, and I can't even remember for sure if we'd even moved out here or not, but it was young, and there was a family coming to church, and they were all excited for a while, and you know, I've seen that before. This is the best place they've ever been. This is heaven on earth. And they come, and then when the storm comes and all that. But anyway, but they stopped coming, and we went to see them and said, you know, we miss you all. Is everything all right? Oh, yeah, everything's great. We just don't need it now. That's literally what they said. They said, we just don't need it now. Everything's going good. We're in fine shape. And, you know, I walked away there and realized there wasn't anything I could do for that family. Not a thing, except just put them in the Lord's care and just say, well, you know, we don't have panic faith around here. You know what panic faith is? Oh, God! Right. That's right.
That's right, Brother Cole said, you know the difference when you're in a plane and it's getting ready to crash. Many times that atheist begins to pray, doesn't he? Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I could talk all day about the goodness of God, but we're going to let you out. We'll be taking communion next Sunday. You all have a blessed week. Wake up in the morning before you ever get out of the bed. Just take a moment and say, Lord, what's your word for me today? What is the foundational word that you're giving me today to be able to build upon the rest of the day? And that no matter what happens during that day, that I'll be able to go back to that word that you gave me that morning. Say, okay, this is my word. This is what you gave me this morning. Amen. Y'all have a blessed week. Know that Jesus loves you, and restoration is coming to your family. Amen.